You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
When something is dirty, it's simply nasty. It's filthy. Bottom line is something that's unclean. And all of us are familiar with something or somebody being dirty, unclean, or filthy. You go to the dentist because usually your teeth are dirty. You take a bath because usually you get dirty. Matter of fact, when you consider the scripture, we are made from the dust or the dirt of the earth. So at one time or another, we have all been dirty. Figuratively speaking, when someone is dirty, the Bible teaches that they are in darkness. Actually, one of the root meanings of dirty is dark. So again, when something is dirty, is unclean, filthy, or in darkness. Now, before I deal further with the message, we need to understand that our God is not dirty. Our God is not unclean, filthy, or in darkness. Help me say that. Say, our God is not dirty. Let me prove it to you. Let's go to the scripture. Let's go to 1 John. Y'all roll with me. Just a few books to the right if you're in Titus. 1 John 1 and 5. John writes, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare, help me to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." No darkness. No filthiness. No unrighteousness. No uncleanliness. No sin at all. And so that means sometimes we need to get out of our mind that God is doing us dirty. You ain't right, God. Sometimes we pray for and ask for certain things, and we feel as if God should have did it at a certain time or done it a certain way. And we feel like, well, maybe, I don't know about y'all, but I have felt like God has done me dirty. But according to the verse, in him is no dirt or darkness at all. And I got a little feeling that I'm not the only one that's felt like that before. Because y'all didn't respond and say, you right. So that's an indication. Y'all have felt that way before. If there's no darkness or dirt in him, he can't do us dirty. He can't do us wrong. Why, Pastor? Because in him is no darkness, help me, at all. 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2. Lord of mercy. Y'all listening, right? Y'all ever felt like God did you dirty? All right. But that verse cleared up, don't it? 1 Peter 2 and 9. "But you are a chosen generation," Peter says, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. This is it. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We should proclaim the praises. We should be happy that God called us out of darkness. Old folks say he took me out of the muck and the mire. He took me out of the dirt. He took me out of the mud. He took me out of a place to where I was messed up, jacked up, and he brought me into his marvelous light. Anybody in here, has he called you out of darkness? Anybody here, you're blood washed, blood bought. You're born again. Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. Am I talking to anybody in here besides myself? Well, if that's you, you should proclaim the praises. Not your neighbor, you. You should be happy that he bought you out of darkness. You should be ready to give him the praise. You should be ready to shout hallelujah. Things may not be going the way you desire them to be 100%, but you got the testimony. I ain't in sin. He done bought me out of darkness. And young folks should always have a praise. Young adults should never be caught hanging their head low or pouting about what they're going through. You saved and you love God. And so with that truth in mind, you should know that whatever you're going through, it's going to work out together for your good. That's why I started out saying I'm glad to be saved. I'm happy to be saved and spirit-filled. I'm starting to wonder, am I the only one in here? I got a quiet audience. If I'm talking about you, shout, I'm glad he called me out of darkness into his light. Now notice, 1 Peter 5. Again, 1 Peter 1 and 15. Peter was feeling it. And he says in 1 Peter 1:15, but as he who called you is holy or clean, you should also be holy in all your conduct. Our God, the point I'm making, he ain't dirty. He's holy. No darkness in him at all. So we should not be dirty. Woo, I said we should not be dirty. Here he says in our conduct. We shouldn't be sinful, nasty, perverted, or unclean. Because our God is clean or holy. We should be clean and holy. Now, I do understand from time to time, people get dirty. From time to time, people and things get dirty. Would you agree? Yeah. Sometimes your clothes get what? Dirty. But this is the thing. Whether it's a thing or a person, specifically yourself, though we may get dirty from time to time, we may sin from time to time, the key is we shouldn't stay dirty. You shouldn't stay in sin. And this is something I want to say. This is just from Pastor Baker. This is a life lesson. If you stay dirty as a child of God, or the things God bless you with stay dirty, that speaks high about your character. It says that you're irresponsible and lazy. If I get dirty and stay dirty, I'm saying I really don't. I don't care. If God bless me with something and it stay dirty, it says that I'm irresponsible and I don't care. Let me come on your row. What does that say? If you keep a pile of dirty clothes instead of cleaning them, you know where the washing machine is. But what does that say about you with dirty clothes stuffed in the closet? What does that say about you? Bowls of old food and paper in your book bag for months, in your car. I mean, your car ain't seen soap and water in a while. What does that say about you? Well, your mama got to ask you, did you clean behind your ears? Did you brush your teeth? Did you put on deodorant? What does that say about you? What does that say? When you pray once a week, what does that say about your character? What does that say? That's a good question. Because some young people and young adults, they fine with being dirty. They fine with it. Okay with wearing that dirty bra. No, it need to be washed. That's nasty. Brother, you gotta wash your hair. If you don't wash your hair, it's gonna start stinking. Your hair is dirty. Now, I understand when you like junior's age around here, you know, being dirty is cute, is fun, you know. But as you grow, you need to clean yourself up. Naturally and spiritually. Boy, I got an attentive audience. I mean, y'all looking straight ahead. Get dirty. You share a bathroom, but your side nasty. You use the same washcloth and towel for 2 months. That's nasty. That's nasty. That's dirty. And I could go on and on and give you examples of what it means to be dirty. But how many get the picture? One thing that we should strive not to have dirty is our mind. I done gave you some natural examples that you gotta tighten up. But one thing young adults, teenagers, and grown folks don't need to have, especially as being a child of God, is a dirty mind. The mind, we need to remember, we've been teaching what the mind is. But as a reminder, the mind, first of all, is where we process thoughts and ideas. What is the mind? Ready, go. Where we? That's where I process thoughts and ideas, where I think about myself, where I think about my situation, how I think about other people. My ideas, what I'm going to do this summer, what I'm going to do when I graduate. I'm dreaming about it. When I see her, I got an idea of what I'm going to do, what I'm going to touch, what I'm going to say. When I get the money, I got an idea. Number two, the mind has to do with where we preserve our memories, where we preserve or keep our memories. And how many know we got some good memories and we got some not so good or bad memories? Would you agree? Yeah? And sometimes your past memories can hinder you from moving forward. And so you got to control what you think about, dream about, or what comes to your mind. Thirdly, the mind is where we possess wisdom. It's where we decide the choices that we're going to make. Wisdom has to do with when I put into action what I know and I understand. It starts in my mind. When I see her, I'm a slapper. Or when I see him, I'm going to give him a piece of my. All of that starts in your mind. And don't act like you ain't never want to slap somebody. Or don't act like you ain't never wanted to give somebody a piece of your mind. Right? All of this has to do with our, help me, mind. Now, when we look in scripture, you're not going to find the word dirty. I said, when you look in scripture, you're not going to find the word what? Dirty. But you will find words that are synonymous with dirty. Unclean, unholy, or the word that we see in our text today, which is what? Defiled. Defiled. When something is contaminated. When something is sullied or not pure anymore. It's tainted. Our mind, young people, young adults, can be contaminated or tainted. Other people, other teachings, things can taint your mind, inhibit you from thinking, talking, and acting the way God desires you to. Getting high puts you out of your mind. I said getting high, getting drunk, it affects your mind. That's why they say, look, you're under the influence. Something messing with your mind. I didn't want to get high because I didn't want to be out of my mind. And you can lose your mind if you are chemically dependent on substances. And so when you get off of weed, wherever you may go, you got to have the mindset, I don't want that stuff messing with my mind. God gave me a sound mind. But these different substances can contaminate my mind. And God ain't gonna come down and make that choice for you. You have to make that choice. Sexual relationships can affect your mind. Not just your body, young people, but your mind. Somebody hit it just right, tap it just right. They always going to be on your mind. And see, God made it to be like that. He made it for the two that are married to become one. But if you go and do that on your own, whether it's with another boy or another girl, you done opened up your mind to something that can affect you in a negative way. Woo, sex is a good thing, but not before it's time. God made sex. Look how y'all looking now. You got here because somebody had sex. But a sexual relationship start affecting your mind. Ask somebody that done had sex before a few times. They'll go through, man, I don't know why, man, I'm horny, man, I got to have me some. That sex is on they mind. Yeah, look how y'all looking. Ask somebody that done mess with porn before. They get what the world call addicted, but what happens is that thing done got in their mind. And that's why Paul said, you got to know how to keep yourself sanctified. This is your sanctification. You got to know how to keep yourself clean. You got to keep yourself holy. Because all of this in the earth realm that we experience in some way or another is going to affect our mind. I don't want nothing to contaminate or taint my mind. And if my mind is defiled, it's dirty. Now, what was going on in the text is that Paul was preparing Titus to be a pastor in a city called Crete. And folks in the city, some of them, Paul said, look, they just got a defiled mind. Their mind is defiled. And oftentimes, I used to think back in the day that a dirty mind means, you know, you thinking about sex or you got a dirty joke. And part of that is part of it, but that's not in totality what Paul was saying. In one sense, Paul was saying, look, when a person's mind is defiled or dirty, they are unbelieving or they're not walking or living the way that they should. They are teaching, they're receiving, they're thinking, talking, and doing things that are contrary to God's word. And he said, look, their mind and conscience is defiled, it's dirty. And I'm sending you there to straighten that out, which lets me know that you can be in church and outside of church or in God or not in God and have a dirty mind. You can have a dirty mind. And I want you to know how can I identify if I got a dirty mind or not? Because I'm giving some raw examples. But I need to go a little bit further because he wouldn't have gave me the lesson if some of us in here, mine wasn't dirty. How do you identify, man, I got a dirty mind? Let's go to Matthew 15. Am I helping anybody? Are y'all still with me? All right, let's look at Matthew. Let's look at what Jesus taught. Jesus taught in Matthew 15. How do I identify if my mind is dirty or if somebody that I'm associated with has a dirty mind? Matthew 15, 18. Look at what Jesus said. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the, help me, the heart, and they defile a man. Look at the text. Two things that defile a man. What comes out of a person's mouth and what comes out of a person's heart. Breaking it on down. Your conversation and your meditation will prove if you got a dirty mind. What you talk about and what you think about, it proves that you or I have a, help me, dirty mind. If you sitting there thinking that God ain't gonna move for you, if you sitting there thinking that your living right is in vain, you got a dirty mind. Yeah. Bottom line. You sitting there thinking that you bringing God his tithe and his offering and he not going to open up some windows for you and pull you out blessing, you ain't got room enough to receive because you see financial trouble, you got a dirty mind. In church, but your mind is somewhere else thinking about somebody else. That's a dirty mind. Man, when pastor gonna be done? I'm ready to go. That's a dirty mind. somebody that get on your nerves and you be thinking, I hate them. I hate them. And you saved? You love the Lord and you saying you hate somebody? That's a dirty mind. Dirty mind. Man, if I do this, I know God will forgive me, but I just got to go ahead and I got to do what I got to do. That's a dirty mind. I could go on for about another 5-10 minutes, but how many have ever had a dirty mind? And I ain't talking about back in 1980-something. I mean, recently. I'm not talking about like 2 years recent. Somebody said 2 days. It's 30 days recent. Yeah. It's 14 days recent. Yeah. God don't want you living with a dirty mind. Now, we're going to battle sometime in our mind, but again, we don't need to stay that way. You think your parents are against you because they won't let you do something you want to do? And you know they love you, provide for you. But because this thing right here you really want to do, you don't see nothing wrong with it, but they telling you it's not right, and you still are adamant about doing it, bottom line, that's a dirty mind. Well, I feel like I'm ready, but somebody tell it, no, you ain't ready. But you got in your mind you are ready. And you're making plans to go ahead and do it anyway. Guess what kind of mind that is? A dirty mind. Your meditation, as well as your conversation, how you talk and what you talk about. If you messy, you like to gossip, you got a dirty mind. Tell me, girl, you can trust me. You got a dirty dirty mind. At some point, you should tell folks, I don't want to hear about that. That's too messy. I don't want to hear about it. I'm in a good place with this person. I don't want to hear it. Now, if it's something that's going to put me in danger or somebody else, come on with it. But if it's just messy, at what point do you start cutting folk off? At what point do you tell folk, take me out this group message? I don't want to hear it. Because I don't want to have a dirty mind. Always remember, we can say one thing, but our conversation and meditation going to tell what type of mindset we got. Jesus said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, it speaks. And that's what defiles a person. That's what makes a person dirty. God ain't gonna forgive me. I keep doing it. Get that dirty mind out of here. He will forgive you. He will use you. He will raise you up. He will turn it around. You just got a dirty mind. And after today's lesson, we need to clean this mind up. Is the Lord talking to anybody besides the one that he's using to talk to y'all? So in my close, I want to show you some truths about a dirty mind. And we need the truth because the truth is going to sanctify or clean us up. I need to give you some truth because it's dirty or it has been dirty. It's time to sanctify that mind. Titus. Let's go to Titus 2. Titus 2 and 12. Lord have mercy. Sometimes you got to take your time and teach it, right? All right, Titus 2. Let's go back to Titus. That mind is powerful. All right, Titus 2 and 12. Look at what Paul told Titus. Teaching us that denying, help me. Lord have mercy. Y'all fell off. dirty mind. Come on. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live how? We should live righteously and godly in this present age. What do I want us to see? God wants us to be sober-minded. God doesn't want you mentally struggling, mentally weak, mentally stressed. No. He wants us to have a sober mind, a healthy mind, a fruitful mind. Lord have mercy. And so when your mind is dealing with negativity, evil, and so forth, you got to shake yourself. You got to catch yourself and say, hold up, I ain't got the kind of mind right now that God want me to have. If my mind is trying to tell me something based upon how I feel or what I see, you got to realize that ain't no sober mind. This thing is trying to contaminate my mind and have me live with a dirty mind. You got to catch yourself. You can't depend on somebody else always to point out to you when you need to come up. You got to examine yourself from day to day and say, man, I got to get my mind right. This is a dirty mind. God wants me to have a sober mind. A sober mind. That's what he wants me to have. You got to catch yourself. Are y'all in tune with where you are in your walk with God? If it's anybody you need to know, it's you. I said you need to know yourself. You need to know when you man, I'm off. Yeah, I'm tripping. Something going on in me. God, what is it? Creating me a clean heart or a clean mind. Lord, my mind is dirty. You got to help me. You want me to have a sober mind. Man, I've been through things to where my mind keep telling me it ain't gonna work out. God ain't going to move for you. And in my dumbness, I would just sit there and let that dirt just stay in my mind. Y'all ever been there? Stuff that come to your mind and you don't capture it. You just let it just set up shop in your mind. And next thing you know, the whole mind is just thinking contrary to God's word. You got to catch yourself. And that's one reason God give us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will bring things back to your remembrance. The Holy Spirit will talk to you and tell you, you ain't thinking right. You remember what Bishop said. You remember what Pastor said. You remember what the written word said. But we got to choose to allow the Holy Spirit to comfort us and say, you know, you're right. You're right. I got to quit thinking like this. I got to quit being depressed. I got to quit being anxious. I got to quit trying to move so fast. I got to quit having a dirty mind. And sometimes you can get to a place to where you even allow your situation to control you or to control your mind. Have y'all ever been there before? Things that you experience in life, things that you go through with people, it can just affect your mind so that be the only thing that's on your mind. I said that be the only thing that's on your mind. God don't want us thinking about money all the time, bills all the time. No, or ourself all the time. No. He wants us to have a sober mind. You got to catch yourself. You got to shake yourself. You got to stir yourself up sometime. Because if you don't, your mind will control you. That negative stuff, it will get the best of you. And you hear people say, man, they just had a mental breakdown. Crying all the time. I don't know why I'm crying. Your mind is dirty. It's dirty. You used to smile. You don't laugh and smile no more. Your mind, it ain't sober. But thank God for the anointing that will destroy them yokes and help us to get our mind right. He doing it right now. Because somebody doing like that young man in the scripture, you coming to yourself. Look at where this boy's mind was in the Bible. You remember he said, Daddy, give me my inheritance and I'm leaving. Went to a foreign country, got with some prostitutes and started partying and spent up all his money. Friends left and got so low, didn't even have no food. Got to the point to where he was somewhere eating with the swine. In there eating food, his mind was gone. If he thought life were going to be better outside of what his father had taught him. But the Bible says one day he just came to himself. And one day his mind just said, you know what? This ain't it. This ain't that. Look at somebody say, this ain't that. Yeah, he came to his mind. He said, man, I got to go back to my daddy house. I got to go back home and get this thing right and get back in the place that I need to be. And see, sometimes, young folk, you got to do just like that young man. You just got to come to yourself and say, this ain't that. This is not how I need to be living my life. This ain't how I need to be thinking. This ain't how I need to be talking. And this ain't how I need to be walking. God wants me to have a sober mind. So that's the first truth. If you got a dirty mind, you out the will of God. And that ain't God's wish for you. He wants you to have what kind of mind? Sober mind. Sometimes young people, parents, unfortunately, have disputes. And sometimes some marriages end in divorce. And you can be caught in the middle as a young person, and that be the only thing on your mind. Family issues. Family problems. Look, you young. You got to get your mind right and enjoy being young. And not be bogged down with the problems, listen, of your parents. Whether it's your parents going through something in their marriage or even in their body. Sometimes the kid or the teenager, and it don't get talked about, get caught in the middle. You be there. You have to see what your parents are going through. And so your mind just be sometimes stuck on what you see. But you got to remember, God don't want you living like that. No, God wants you to have a sound mind. Woo, this is some good teaching. Let's go to Titus 1:5. So the first truth about a dirty mind is God wants us to have a what? So, oh, y'all getting it. A sound mind, a healthy mind. First chapter of Titus, verse 5, Paul says, for this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking. And appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. So it was folk in this city who had a dirty mind. Paul told Titus, I'm sending you there to help get their mind right. Help get their life right, but also help get their mind. He said, I'm sending you there to set some things in order. This is what I want us to understand, young people. When you get to battling in your mind, God gave you a shepherd to help you get your mind right. God gave you a pastor that's going to feed you with what you need so you can have peace in your mind. See, when you have a dirty mind, things are lacking or out of place. How many know when your mind is off, you can't concentrate on work? You stressed out over different things. You can't focus on your grades. Your mind just don't be in the place that it needs to be. Y'all ain't talking to me, but I know I'm telling the truth. When your mind is dirty, it's just out of place. But God loves you so much, he said, I'm going to give you a shepherd. This going to help set your mind. This going to help your mind to get fixed or to get in the place that it needs to be. And that's why it's important, young people, you come to God's house hungry and thirsting, because you're going to get a word that's going to help you get your mind right. God going to give you a word that's going to not only help you to have peace, but help you to guard your mind in the midst of what you're going through. Because sometimes God don't move your problems. I said sometimes God don't move your problems. He wants you to change instead or before your problem changes. And so he'll leave you in a hectic situation so you can grow up, so you can mature. And that's why he'll send you a shepherd or give you a pastor so you can mature and you can handle the cares of life. He'll give you a shepherd so you don't have to go and smoke no weed. He'll give you a pastor so you don't have to go and get drunk to get your mind off of your problems. No, you don't have to go get a pistol and end it all. No, I'm going to give you a shepherd. It's going to show you how to think about your problems. Going to teach you how to speak to your mountains. Going to teach you how to pray so you don't faint. Going to teach you how to give so it can be given. Going to teach you how to keep your mind stayed on him so you can have perfect peace. I'm sending you to Crete to set some things in order. And that's why, young folk, you need a shepherd. You need a pastor. Because life can be a trip. Life can hand you some unexpected problems. Some things you didn't plan for. Life has a way of just causing you to go up and go through downs or mountains and valleys. But just because we go through things in life as young men and young women, we can still have the right mindset. Anybody ever went through something in life and out of your mouth came, man, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just tired. I don't know what I'm going to do. Life has that effect on your body and on your mind. But thank God for a shepherd that can give you a word to explain to you that, look, that's your life. You're going to go through things. And you're not that special to where you're not going to experience hardships and the consequences from some of your choices. Life is about experiencing or having to deal with the choices that you made. You made. You have to live with the choices that you make. And sometimes we don't make the right choices. But guess who got to live with it? You do. But just because you make bad choices, that don't mean your life is going to always be that particular way. So you have to be mentally prepared to deal with life. And God will give you a shepherd, young people, to help you. To set things in order. Good God Almighty. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap for godly sent shepherds. I can teach you to live right, but if you want to go and run the streets, that's your choice. You have to deal with the consequences. I can teach you about how you should carry yourself sexually, but if you want to do your own thing, that's your choice. I'll never forget this young girl. This been probably 10, 15 years ago. She came to me for counsel, and at the time she was a virgin, and I was just encouraging her and telling her the benefits of just waiting on God and how to maintain yourself and so forth, even though you got these urges. And she said, okay, and listened and so forth. But then some time passed, and she came back to me and said, you know what? I went ahead and did the opposite of what you told me. And I'll never forget these words. She said, I never knew having sex would cause me to go through so much in my life. So much. She was having sex and not knowing the particular person she was with, and her body went through some things and her body shut down. I mean, just a whole bunch of different things. And she said, Pastor Baker, my mind just be in a different place now. And I said, well, hon, that was your choice. Now, God will forgive you, clean you up, still use you. But look, you got to understand, once you done ate from that tree, you have to deal with the consequences. And so, young people, understand, life will deal with your mind. But thank God for a good shepherd. Thank God for a good shepherd. And that's one reason I tell and have been telling young adults and young people for years, no matter the choices that you make, whether you do what's right or you mess up, make sure you still come to God's house to hear that word. Stuff gonna come to your mind, what they gonna say. Guess what? Folk gonna say something. Some folk will, and some folk won't. But don't you let that stop you coming to hear a word to help get your life and your mind right. And sometimes when you go through different things, the one that you need to make sure that's still with you besides God is his pastor. Long as your pastor understands, look, he with me, he know what's going on, that's enough for me. Everybody may not know the situation. If they find out, it ain't going to be because the pastor said something, but we have an understanding of what's going on. I'm going to keep coming to hear the word, and God will restore you. Y'all hear me? One relationship you always need to keep in your life is that with God's shepherd. Last truth, let's go to Titus 1 and 16, and then we're done. So the second truth, God to give us shepherds to help get our mind what? Right. And that's what he did in the verse. Now this is it. Titus 1, 16, look at these folk. They profess to know God, but in works, they what? Deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. So these folk were saying with their mouth one thing. But remember, their actions were showing something else. We don't want that. And so what do we have to do? When we have a dirty mind, we just don't need to talk one way and do something else. We got to work out that dirt. Work out that dirt. If you know you're not in the place you need to be, keep working at it. But don't be saying one thing and doing something else. We deny God in what we do. Jesus told one group of folks, yeah, y'all say y'all love me with your mouth, but your heart or your mind is far from me. What was he doing? He was looking at their lifestyle. He was looking at how they living. And that's what these folk were doing. They were denying God in their actions, but out of their mouth, oh, we good. We say, we love the Lord. No, you got to work out that dirt. Yeah, being saved is a constant striving, is a constant working. I'm constantly working not to talk like I used to talk. I'm constantly working not to go where I used to go. Why am I hanging with you if you're going where I used to go? I can't say that I'm living for God and I'm still hanging with you and you're still going where I used to go and I'm going with you. No, I'm denying God. So I got to work out that dirt. So I got to change this relationship. No, I can't go with y'all this weekend. Why? Y'all going somewhere that's going to contaminate me. So I'm working on me. I see y'all when y'all get back. No, I can't be alone with you, girl. I know me. Holding hands ain't enough. Hugging you ain't enough. Now, I can talk on the phone. We can FaceTime sometime. But I can't be alone right now. I got to get my mind in the right place. I got to see you as a sister right now. I got to see you as a what? As a sister. So if we going to be together, it got to be with some other folk. Yeah, I can't be alone. Again, young folk, you got to know you. I'm trying to help somebody. You got to know you. Because if not, you'll be in this constant cycle of, man, I messed up. Let me go to the altar. But then you don't change your works. Man, I messed up. Let me go to the altar. You know what? I messed up. Let me go to the altar. You know what? The same circle. No, you got to work that dirt out. You got to make some efforts to change. If not, you're deceiving who? Yourself. Still hearing the word, but I ain't doing it. Because that mind just ain't clean the way it need to be. It's still dirty. You got to do it just like them shoes you do. When you spot some dirt, you get out that rag, get you some soap, some awesome, and guess what you do? Clean that shoe. And you know what some of us do? When we got on certain shoes, we avoid going certain places. Yeah, because you don't want to get your shoes wet, dirty. You ever seen somebody just walking like this? They got on them shoes. They won't even bend them. They won't even, you know, get down. Nah, I can't put no creases in these. Nah, these special. You got to look at your soul the same way. You got to look at your mind the same way. I got to keep it clean. I got to work out this dirt. And if I do get some dirt on it, I just got to give it some attention. Give it some attention. And so the Lord doesn't want us to have a dirty mind. He wants us to have a sober mind. He wants us to receive from his shepherd. And he constantly wants us to just work that dirt out. When that dirt, that dust comes, just clean it up. Keep your mind in the place it needs to be. Y'all got it? I'm done. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching. I got